Woo! Y'all ain't know why, right?
Love that on that beat.
Let's go!
Milwaukee, get ready. 101.7 The Truth Family Fest is back. Join us Saturday, August 22nd from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Riverside University High School for free back-to-school resources, live entertainment, family activities, and community fun. Vendors and sponsors can reserve a spot by visiting truthfamilyfest.com or emailing Sierra Brown at Sierra.Brown@MilwaukeeBlackMedia.com. Proudly sponsored by Educators Credit Union, American Family Insurance, Milwaukee Public Schools, Artists Working in Education, and Incision in Milwaukee. Listen, we got another special guest in the building. You all know him, right? Well, you know him from that good old food. And if you know me, you know I love food, so I stay in there anyways. Kenneth Mays is in the building. Thank you so much, Kenny, for joining us. How are you today? I am doing good. It's a beautiful day. So I've had a chance to, let me just say this first and foremost. If y'all have not been to the Five Corner Market on 60th and Lisbon, I don't know where you've been. I don't know. The daily lunch specials, the perch, the catfish, the shrimp po' boy, the sides, all of the above, right? I even went in there last week and I seen y'all had some gumbo.
Yes.
So y'all making gumbo now, too?
Yes. I make the gumbo every Wednesday.
See? Come on now. Come on. Y'all know where to go. Welcome to Tapped In.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming. Thank you so much for coming. So let's get to it. When you were 14, you moved to Milwaukee?
Mm-hmm.
Where are you originally from?
Mound Bayou, Mississippi.
What part of Mississippi? What's the closest city in Mississippi that's by?
Closest city? Memphis.
Memphis. Okay. So it's going
5 minutes away.
Got you. Okay. So that's like, not Fisk. What college is it? It's a college over there.
Delta Jackson State. State.
Got you. Yep. What was the transition like coming from, so when you're 14, moving to a different state, that's different because now you're eighth grade, ninth grade. You have to adjust to the climate. You have to adjust to the people, the personalities. Was it a culture shock? What was it like moving from Mississippi to Milwaukee?
I want to say it was pretty different. Well, we got whoopings back at home.
Yeah.
It was just
the way people, the way that they were brought up, like the, like we have Southern hospitality, but I know what you mean. It was, it's different.
Mm-hmm.
The way we were raised is different than the way that you all were raised. So when you came, was you like, oh, they just running around here raggedy. Y'all just, what, y'all need some whoopings.
Yeah, we got whooped. Yeah. We had to. And the town was so small, so everybody knew everybody.
Yeah.
So it's like, hey, whoop my son, get him in line whenever you need to. Don't matter.
Yep.
So.
Yeah. And we did have a sense of that growing up, too. Now that you have been here, do you see that now? Like, are there any similarities between Milwaukee and where you're from, your hometown? No, not with even the way
these kids need to get whooped.
Well, not this generation, but like the people you know that are adults now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
You could tell it.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. So when you were younger, you started entrepreneurship, but not in the way that where you had a business. You were.
Correct.
Let's break it down. Break it down to me.
So I've always been in food.
Mm-hmm.
I used to be a dietary director over at nursing home for like 17 years.
Okay.
And all the CNAs and everybody, they wanted me to cook.
Yeah.
Because I had good food. I made my own food. So they was like, man, make me some of that.
Yeah.
So then after that, they was like, won't you start selling it? So I started selling it.
Yeah.
Out the back door.
Yeah.
I paid for it. So
come
I wasn't
on
stealing.
Now.
So after about a year or something, I got a food truck.
Okay.
Food truck was doing extreme numbers.
How old were you at this time when you got the food truck?
I would say 35.
Okay.
So about a couple years ago.
Yeah.
Until my age.
Yeah.
A couple years ago. So then the food truck got a little bit too wild.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't keep up. So I said it was time for me to just explore and find me something where I can just keep up with the people and serve everybody in a timely manner.
Yeah. So do you cook food because you're good at it or because you just love to eat?
I'm pretty good at it.
Okay. Do you love to eat too or no?
Yeah, I got my certain dishes.
So what's your favorite dish to make?
Salmon.
Okay.
Did I say that right?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Like baked, like?
Oh, baked.
Okay. Yes. What you going to make with it?
Rice or mashed potatoes.
Okay.
With a little shrimp topping, maybe.
So, and then I assume that seafood is the best, or is it just based off of consumer? Like, is that another favorite because of the restaurant?
Probably just because of the restaurant. Yeah. I do it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Understandable. It's good. I'm not going to lie. It's good. So, either way, I'm going to eat it. and I mean that because I am actually a consumer. Like, I actually go. It's okay. I actually go to your place of business and purchase lunch because the food is amazing. Was there a moment in this process of becoming an entrepreneur where you felt like giving up?
Yes.
What was that moment like, and do you remember?
Today.
Yeah.
Even with the bar. Mm-hmm. Like, I had a health department's inspection today, and it's just like, it takes a lot of people to motivate me. Like, bro, you at the finish line, just go on and knock it out.
Yeah.
But it's a lot. And it's me by myself. Mm-hmm. I kind of have help, mm-hmm. but not on the business side, if that makes
okay.
sense.
Okay, yeah.
It's just me and my mother here. Mm-hmm. My sister's out of town. So it gets kind of heavy.
Yeah.
So I wake up like, man, I don't want to do it anymore. I just want to have a regular job. Yeah. I want to go back to the regular life. And everything was fine.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you the boss. You got to take that boss role. You got to take up everything. You got to.
You get paid last.
Yeah. And you correct everything that you didn't do.
Yeah.
So to get back to the question, if I want to give up every day, I do. Mm-hmm. I want to go back to the life.
But don't. I can't. That's right.
I'm too far in already.
That's right. So you brought up 80 proof. Let's tap into that. You're maneuvering into not just owning five corner market, right? Now you have a bar that will have food, event space, and let us know where it's at.
80 proof is 782 North Jefferson.
Come on now.
So I'm down on.
Yeah.
I'm in the area.
Yeah. You doing your one too. Yeah. You made your way on down.
Yes, yes.
How does it feel?
It's great. Every day I walk in is like, I'm almost there.
Yeah.
It's what I wanted.
Yeah.
I didn't know how I was going to get it.
Yeah.
And I'm figuring it out.
Yes. So what can we expect?
Great vibes.
Okay.
Grown.
Yeah.
Good food.
Yep.
Sundays might be my best day.
Okay.
That's my favorite.
So what do you plan to do on Sundays?
Sundays will be the big brunch. All you can eat.
Yeah.
Alcohol. Grown people.
Come on.
Good music.
So, ladies, y'all hear that? Because we're always searching for a place to do brunch, right? I seen you made a post asking about favorite drinks, so I'm just going to tell you now. I love French 75, but with tequila.
Okay.
And I love apple martinis, Prosecco. I want y'all to tell me, hit the chat. Call in 833-212-1017. What drink do you want to see at 80 Proof? We're going to come and take over.
Come on.
We're going to come and take
come
over.
Come on. I need it. Y'all can have it. Come on.
So you also have event space there as well, right?
Yes.
Okay. So what is the capacity? How can people get in touch to rent that out?
Facebook.
Okay.
Kenneth Mays. Mm-hmm. Or Instagram. I got 150 people capacity.
Okay.
Full bar, full kitchen. That's optionable. And also, I'm booked into November.
Come on.
Already.
Listen,
I'm not even open yet.
Listen. You get into it. So I know, you know, just doubling back, you talked about some of the things that people don't see as an entrepreneur. You're also a father as well, right?
Yes.
So how do you find time to balance running two businesses and then being a father at the same time?
Oh, well, my 19-year-old, he lives in Atlanta.
Okay.
I'm there whenever he calls me.
Yeah.
He can call me tomorrow. I'll be on a flight the weekend.
Yeah.
It's that easy. My 9-year-old, he's around a lot.
Yeah.
He just called me before I got here. I was like, hey, I'm going to this interview.
Yeah.
I'll be right back.
Yeah.
Spoiled.
Yeah.
So he's attached to me.
Yeah.
So it's only two, 10 mm-hmm. years apart. I will not have any more.
Yeah.
Life is too busy.
I feel you.
But the balance, we're going, you know, we do whatever you want to do.
Yeah.
For the most part.
Yeah.
I take him. I spoil him. That's my last child. I ask for him.
Yeah.
So I'm a man up and.
Yes.
Be what I got
to
do.
That's right. And it's beautiful that they get to see you doing this, right? Because it's teaching them work ethic mm-hmm. and that you're going out to get it for yourself, right? outside of the bars, what else are you a fan of? I see you being
travel.
I was finna say
travel. I gotta get away.
I was about to say that.
I have to get away.
I see it. What are some places you love to visit?
Places I love to visit. South America. I'm working on my Spanish a little bit.
Yeah.
Anything out the country.
Mm-hmm.
My passport book, I got it, and I said I was going to use it up. For the first year I got it, I did about 12 countries.
Yeah.
And it's like a peace of mind.
Because
when I'm here, it's like everyone's calling my phone. I'm busy. I got to run here. I got to run there. So when I'm on vacation, I enjoy it.
Yes.
But at the same time, it's like my mental break because they don't bother me.
Yeah.
So
that's a way to escape from the pressure and the, not the burden, but just the heaviness of having to carry two businesses.
Yes.
Yeah.
Another place, I get up and go everywhere.
Yeah.
So it's like, I don't really have a favorite spot.
Yeah.
I just enjoy vacation.
Yeah.
Good boat, good tan.
Yep.
I'm good.
So when y'all see him posting, no, yes, he living his best life, but the man put in a lot of work, man. It's a lot going on, running two businesses, raising two children at the same time. We all know that entrepreneurship is very, very hard, especially when you don't have help. So we have to go to break. When we come back, we're going to dip into a little bit more of how you got to where you are. Where do you see yourself, you know, in the future? And how can Milwaukee support you? We got to go to break to pay some bills. Do not touch that dial. It's your girl, Jazz Tyler, 101.7 The Truth.
Check. Straight up. Straight up. Yeah. Straight up. Hey. Hey. I go by Mike.
101.7 The Truth. It's your girl, Jazz Tyler. We are live and direct. We got Kenneth Mays in the building. Thank you so much for tapping in with us. We want to hear from you. 833-212-1017. So we talked about you being a business owner, an entrepreneur. So you have Five Corner Fish Market, which I absolutely love. You now just opened or about to open 80 Proof.
Yes.
Which is a bar, restaurant, event space on Jefferson Street.
Yes.
And you're booked up to November already.
Booked up to November.
Shout out to whoever is booking it up. For real. That's real support. Let's talk about the sacrifices. Let's talk about the things that people don't see. The work for those who are looking to build a business or who's just starting their business. What is some advice or what are some of the struggles that you've had to go through?
For the most part, I would say don't give up
because
it's always the finish line. The sacrifices is giving up time,
yeah,
giving up sleep, giving up family, just having a passion to do what you gotta do.
Yeah. What are some of the struggles that you face when you are, because we all know Red Snapper was like a prominent black business in Milwaukee, right? Mm-hmm. And to come and follow behind that can be difficult, especially if the food don't match. Luckily, it do, but especially if the quality of the food don't match right. What was it like? What was in the beginning? What were some of the difficulties that you dealt with trying to convert old customers for so many years to become accustomed to the new restaurant?
They wouldn't come in. Mm. For the most part, I had to go out there and get them.
Like, yeah. Hey,
The phone number is still the same.
Yeah.
So when they call, this Red Snapper, oh, no, we don't want it. No, come try it. Just give me a try.
Yeah.
For the first year, it was okay. Second year, it was great.
Mm-hmm.
But now they done caught on.
Yeah.
They caught on now.
Yeah.
The struggles is, I don't know, trying to please people.
Yes.
That's the difficult part.
Absolutely.
Trying to get everyone on one accord.
Mm-hmm.
Because they'll tell you down.
Yes.
If you ain't good, they'll tell you down. If you ain't got a straw in the bag, they're gonna talk about you.
Yep.
So you gotta kinda come with it.
Yeah.
Be ready for it, be prepared. Don't let it get you down.
So one of the reasons why I decided to when I moved back home. The first time I came back home from living out of state, I came and I wanted to try the food. The first thing I had was, I believe, it was perch, and it was good to me. And then I went back again for the food. But now when I go back, it's because of the customer service and the food. So whenever I enter your establishment, the people that I come across that counter are always kind, you know, the older gentlemen. He have the conversations, you know, about what's happening in the community. It's like a family dynamic. So I say that to say, I heard you mention at first people wouldn't come, and then you had to go out there and get them. And you also had to go and get employees that will make the people come. And just as a customer, I want you to know that it came together. I see it now. Mm-hmm. Throughout the years, I see it now. So don't beat yourself up. You know, we all know, you know, the struggles and stuff like that, but it paid off.
Oh yeah.
It paid off. And that's coming from a customer. It paid off.
I'll be on them.
Yeah.
It represents me at the end of the day. Whatever Absolutely. Y'all do, it's still, they're going to come talk to me.
Yeah.
And I run a strict program. It's like, hey, y'all got to do it this way, or, you know, because they coming back for me.
Yeah.
Every time they say something, I'm going to let y'all know.
Yep. It's going to fall on your name.
And I'm from the South. So you got to have like a, be welcoming to people.
Yes.
Let people, they love to come here. They want to spend their money. And they're spending their hard-earned money.
That's Southern hospitality.
You got to give them everything that they desire.
Absolutely.
From a customer, from everything.
Absolutely. So we know some of the challenges that we potentially face as Black people when it comes to attempting to open different businesses on different sides of the town. What has your experience been like with 80 Proof attempting to or opening it up on a different side of town?
I think they're coming down.
Okay.
They're going to come downtown.
Yeah.
Because we need it.
Yeah.
It's adult older.
Mm-hmm.
I would say I don't have an age range, but it's just a vibe.
Yeah.
So when you come in and check the vibe, you're grown. I'm bringing grown back to middle. I'm bringing grown back downtown. That's the slogan. Because we don't have pretty much nowhere to go.
Yeah.
For just to be in one spot downtown, close. We don't got to go all the way out. Just a nice spot, a nice vibe.
So what's on the menu? Listen, I'm greedy. I'm a little big person. I want to know what's on the menu.
It's going to be similar to Five Corners.
Okay.
I got to take the fish down there.
Mm-hmm.
That's my number one key. We're going to do burgers, flatbreads. Got some vegan items.
Yeah. Come on.
So we're trying to please everybody.
Yeah.
We are trying to get everybody down.
What are you most excited about when it comes to 80 Proof?
The difference in the nationalities.
Yes. Diversity. Come on. Yeah. You hiring?
Yeah, all the time.
Okay, so let's do that. I know some people out there that need some jobs. So what are you hiring for? And I'm doing this strategically because, listen, I don't want nobody else calling my phone asking me about a job in this industry, because we have someone right here who is about to tell you he's hiring. He going to run down the job descriptions. And if I refer you to him, please don't make me look bad. What are you hiring for, Kenny?
I have no staff. I have a business that's going to open maybe in the next couple of days, and I have no staff. So bartenders, of course. Mm-hmm. I need about 5 of them.
Do they need to be experienced?
Kind of, yes.
Okay.
I would say. Because I'm downtown. Mm-hmm. So I got different nationalities that desire different drinks.
Yes.
I got hookah, so I'm going to need about 2 or 3 hookah girls. And
okay.
I need a full kitchen staff.
Okay.
I'm working with 5,000 square feet.
Okay.
This ain't no kind of small
space. Yeah, big dog.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we got to get you some bartenders, hookah girls, full kitchen staff.
Yes.
Okay. Security?
I think my guy going to take care of that. Theron Rogers, shout out Prolific Arms.
Okay. So are you doing like an on-site job interview event, or you just accepting resumes only?
I'd rather meet you in person.
Yeah.
I don't want a resume. Let me get the vibe. Let me talk to you and see if we can work and how I like things to go.
Mm-hmm.
So
if you need a job, listen, 80 Proof is about to open up. And right now he needs bartenders, hookah girls, and full staff. I don't know who I'm talking to out there. I don't know if it's your brother, your mama, your auntie, your uncle. It could be your grandma, right? He's giving out jobs. He's giving out jobs. So how can I reach you again?
Kenneth Mays.
On Facebook. Instagram. Mm-hmm. Please reach out if this is your industry, if you are in need of employment. We want to be able to support those who need a job and someone who's looking to hire. Shout out to the chat. Sayer, yo, what's the word, man. It's been a minute. He said, we used to be on WNOV under Renee Management Days. Man, listen, he's referring to Hummer Blow's interview. Shout out to Sharika. She said, that's my best friend. Riri, she said, can't wait to check out Sunday brunch. We going, Jazz, and you know it. We turning up. It's going to be a takeover. We might have to do a truth takeover.
Come on.
At 80 Proof on Sunday. The only, what, Meech? I'm just saying.
Where we at?
Man, let's get it cracking. For real. The only request I have is fried green tomatoes. I just want some fried green tomatoes. There's nowhere to go. Maybe one place. But can you put some fried green tomatoes on the menu?
I can get some at the restaurant.
Come on. Come on now. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. So, again, 80 Proof is about to open. When can we expect for it to open?
Late Labor Day.
Okay.
So, that weekend of the Labor Day.
Yep.
This is Monday the 7th, so maybe that weekend, if not sooner.
Yeah. So, if you were not running both of these businesses, what would you be doing? Or what would you want to do?
I still work a 9-to-5.
Okay.
And they don't know that.
Okay, so come on. Let's talk about it.
I'm busy and tired, but you can't tell.
Yeah.
9-to-5, I'm a maintenance mechanic at a factory.
Okay.
That's 7-to-7. So from 7 p.m. to 7 a.m., I'm working.
Come on.
It works out because it's 4 on, 4 off. So when I'm 4 days off, I'm here.
Yeah. So that, yeah, you.
Busy.
When you say get into it, you get into it.
I ain't married. I need my health insurance still. Yeah. For now. For now.
Listen, I know that's right. For real. So, 9 to 5, two businesses, and a father, right? And you're single. Mm-hmm. A single man. So, the burden, and all you have is your mother.
Yes.
Mm. Okay, so, we got to get him a team, too. We got to get you a team, too, Kenny. What you need?
Balance.
Mm. Come on now. You need an assistant?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You need, what else you need? We gonna find. This is the Truth Radio. This is what we're here to do. We're going to find everything you need to help you boost up your business, right? You're a black entrepreneur in the city of Milwaukee, and we want to help you. So whatever it is that you need, put the call out. We gonna bring the people to you.
Gotcha.
We gonna bring the people to you. Yes, indeed. We got to go to break. When we come back, we're going to switch gears a little bit. We've talked about entrepreneurship. We've talked about your journey. You coming from Mississippi, moving to Milwaukee, taking your business from selling plates to a food truck all the way to building two businesses, right?
Yes.
When we come back, we're going to switch gears. We're going to ask some rapid fire questions. Get to know Kenneth a little bit more. It's your girl, Jazz Tyler. Do not touch that dial. 101.7 The Truth.
About your tongue, cause it what your mouth told. Sweat for the lemonade, sweat for the tea. Sweat from the hot sauce, sweat from the tea. And you can sweat from a burn in the third degree. And if you sweat in your sleep, then you sweat from me. All my players in the house.
101.7 The Truth. Happy Monday, Milwaukee. It's your girl, Jazz Tyler. You are officially tapped in. Please do not forget to like and subscribe to our YouTube channel, 101.7 The Truth. Follow us on social media at 101.7 The Truth and tap in MKE. We got Mr. Kenneth Mays is in the building. It's going down. We've talked about you growing up in Mississippi, moving to Milwaukee. We've talked about you cooking, selling plates, turning into a food truck. You end up owning a Five Corner Fish Market.
Mm-hmm.
Now you're the owner of 80 Proof,
yes,
right?
Yes.
So you have two businesses. And you're doing it all alone.
Yeah.
Well, you have your mother.
Mm-hmm.
You have your mother. You have your staff. You say you're doing it alone. You mentioned that you were single. So I got a couple questions for you. Do you believe that it is difficult for someone to date an entrepreneur?
Absolutely.
How so?
They don't understand your timing.
Mm-hmm.
You're the boss.
Yeah.
If something go wrong, if someone call in, you got to go.
Yeah.
No matter if the date is planned, you still got to show up.
Yeah.
Now, after everything is over, we can still make that date. But right now,
I got to get to it.
We got to get to the money.
I got to get to it.
This don't get us where we going.
Yeah.
But that's like a real thin line.
Yeah.
Because when you get your nails and everything done and set, I'm ready.
Yeah.
And we can't go right now.
Yep.
So it's an argument.
Yeah.
I don't argue.
Yeah.
We trying to make some money.
Yeah. I feel that. I skipped the question. Are you single? Are you dating? Yeah. So you're single. You do agree that dating an entrepreneur is difficult. I agree. As someone who has worked for myself and has a business, even in this line of field, it is difficult because people don't understand.
No.
When you you don't get it unless you go out and get it yourself. Mm-hmm. There's nobody that's going to go get it for you. And that doesn't come at a time when we want it, right?
Right.
A lot of times it comes when you least expect. And it's hard to plan. It's hard to make plans because you never know how your day is going to go. Mm-hmm. What is your average day like between both businesses?
I probably get about 2-3 hours of sleep
because
I'm up.
Yeah.
I got to get to it. I got to make sure this bar is ready. I got to make sure it's probably ran. I got to put everything in line because it represents me at the last minute.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's difficult at times. Real difficult.
Yeah.
But I wake up every day. I got to do it. I got two people depending on me. Well, three. My mother's depending on me and my two boys.
Yeah.
So I ain't got a choice. I gotta work.
No excuses. What's one quality you absolutely need in a partner?
Patience.
Mm-hmm.
Once you got patience, you got understanding.
Yeah.
If you can understand the life that we're moving on to, we got everything.
Absolutely.
We got everything.
Absolutely. Can a relationship survive if one person doesn't understand entrepreneurship?
I don't think so. Nah, that's a difficult question because you have to understand that this is the purpose.
Yeah.
This is the future. This is how we able to do everything.
Yeah.
So no, I don't think it really would survive because I've done it. I lived it.
Yeah.
So no.
Yeah. Who should make the first move in 2026? Should it be men or women? I listen closely. This is not a trick question, but it is.
I don't think that has a role.
Mm.
You got to get what you want. You got to come here what you want.
Everybody. Don't matter. Just shoot your shot.
Yeah, you got to say something.
Yeah.
And I have a problem with saying something, so I probably done missed out a couple times. And it's not because of my status or anything. It's just like, I don't want to bother nobody.
Yeah.
I don't want to be turned down either.
Yeah.
What you mean you're turning me down?
Yeah.
Nah.
Yeah.
To get back to your question, I think both roles has to play that. You got to go what you want, regardless.
Yeah.
Regardless of what it is.
Absolutely. Absolutely. What is the biggest red flag when it comes to dating?
For me, I'm going to speak for me.
Mm-hmm.
Not all men. I don't do no smoking.
Yeah.
You can't smoke.
Like hookah, weed, cigarettes, all of the above.
Hookah is okay.
You can deal with it.
I don't smoke hookah. But a woman doing hookah, that's different. But the weed and the cigarettes?
Yeah. Yeah. What's another red flag?
I don't really have too many. It's just the smoking, honestly.
Yeah.
I know I was smirking, but I was into something else. But
so I seen something yesterday that said that any woman or man above the age of 30 that does not have children is a red flag. Is that a red flag to you?
Nah, not really.
No?
She getting her stuff together. She might be in college.
Yeah, that's true.
She might be going to get her doctorate.
Now, I have to admit, I'm a little biased because if I'm dealing with a man or if I meet a man who is late 30, maybe 38 to 45, that's never had a serious relationship, don't have any children, never been married, that's kind of like a red flag to me because it's like, what you been doing this whole time?
At 30?
No, this is 35 through 45. Like 30, I get because you are, you know, the average 30-year-old is still kind of, they're just now figuring it out,
right?
So it may take a little longer. My mom didn't have me until she was 30, you know? So I get that. But once you start creeping up to the mid-30s, you know, late 30s, early 40s, and it's like you never had not one serious relationship on top of no children and no marriage. Exactly. That's a red flag for me. Okay. I'm running faster than Forrest Gump. What's one green flag that women should know about you? Positive.
One green flag. They're like an understanding.
Okay.
That's an underlying big statement, understanding.
Yeah.
Because once you understand life and just balance of things that come to nature, you can understand. Like you
Absolutely.
Can get through anything. You can talk.
Yeah.
So understanding is a big, big idea.
Yeah. Understanding is patience. Mm-hmm. It's patience and it's grace because you get it. A lot of people don't get it. So that's fair. That's fair. Do you believe in love at first sight or does love grow over time?
Love at first sight.
Mm-hmm. Do you believe it grows over time as well?
Yes.
How so?
Because you're with this person, you're dealing with this person, you're mm-hmm. around them all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And you share some adventures and some likes, and then you just run and go from there.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you ready?
I got to get ready.
All right. Rapid fire questions. That means that is one of the other. That's it. Text first or call first?
You're going to text me first.
Okay. Dinner date or activity date?
Dinner date.
Flowers or gifts?
Both.
Okay. Split the bill or traditional roles?
You got to be the man.
Come on
now. You got to be the man.
So I had a guy tell me, now this, I'm going to ask you this because I got chewed out by this, right? I'm okay with letting a man be a man.
Mm-hmm.
If we go on a date, you got to open my door, but I'm going to grab the second door for you.
There you
I
go.
Will do that,
there
right? If we're eating and you pay the bill, I like to leave the tip.
Keep your money in your pocket.
See, what is the issue with that?
Ain't no issue.
Like, men really don't like for women to leave the tip.
Nah.
No?
Mm-mm.
Not once, not ever?
Nah.
So, not even taking, like, hey, it's my turn to take you out.
Ain't your turn. We good.
Enough said. Marriage or let's see where it goes?
Marriage.
Why?
Because I grew up without a family.
Mm.
And I always wanted one of my own.
Yeah.
So I would say marriage.
Okay. Love or loyalty?
Loyalty.
Absolutely. City life or country life?
Country.
I knew you was going to say that. What's your favorite thing about living in the country?
Peace.
Mm-hmm.
Got a peace of mind.
Yeah.
You're away from everybody.
Mm-hmm.
You will see them coming down the road if they come into your house.
Yeah. Yeah. You already alerted. Yeah.
So I say country. Country.
Okay. Cook at home or order out?
I'm going to cook at home.
Okay. Yeah, but that's because you know how to cook.
Yeah.
Yeah. Biggest turn on?
I can say that on the radio.
As long as it's a...
the biggest turn on. I can't say that on the radio.
Biggest deal breaker? Other than the smoking, what it's like, I can't do this.
Like drama. Yeah. Loud.
Yeah.
I don't do that. I'm 43.
Yeah.
We ain't gotta, the loudest one is the weakest.
Yeah. Yep. If your life had a theme song, what would it be?
I don't get tired.
Come on now. Come on.
I don't get tired.
Truth.
I got to get it.
I feel you. Truth Nation, would you date someone who works with you or another entrepreneur? Meaning, if you had a business, right, and this person had a business, or if you had a business and this person was working with you, would you date them? 833-212-1017. We want to hear from you. So earlier, again, you mentioned we were talking about we had the little fun rapid fire questions, right? But in all seriousness, when you are a single man, entrepreneur, father, still working a regular job as well while running two businesses, how important is it for you to have that family or have that support? Not speaking from an emotional stance, but because we know that, but just having the support to do what you're trying to do, which is build a legacy and live out your dreams. How important is it for you to obtain that person that can help you carry the load?
Oh, that's very important.
Mm-hmm.
Because I got two kids looking or watching everything I do.
Yeah.
And every young man should want to be like his daddy.
Yeah. Come on now.
Way.
Yes.
So I need that. That's a big push. I need the support.
Yeah.
That's very important.
Yeah. Yes, indeed. Are you proud of, do you feel like your sons are proud of the man that?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Even my young son.
Yeah.
He at the bar. Dad, we going to the bar? Dad, we going to the restaurant today? He's there pouring y'all hot sauce up.
Yeah.
Helping, put tops on it. So, yeah, I think it's a, they definitely look up to me.
That's amazing. That's amazing. We got Kenneth Mays in the building. We got to go to break. Do not touch that dial. It's your girl, Jazz Tyler, 101.7 The Truth.
I was trying to get it how I live. I want them dead presidents. I want to pull up, head spin. Get it, get fly. I got six jobs. I don't get tired. I don't get tired. I don't get tired.
101.7 The Truth. Happy Monday, Milwaukee. It's your girl, Jazz Tyler. You are officially tapped in, and we got Mr. I Don't Get Tired in the building. Kenneth Mays, thank you so much for joining us. I just want to, for those who are joining, Kenneth actually is the owner of Five Corner Fish Market, the Old Red Snapper on 60th and Lisbon. I am an actual customer, am I not?
Yes.
Yeah, I am a customer. I go in there when I can. The food is amazing. The customer service is great. And I'm excited about 80 Proof. Shout out to my best friend, Riri Sharika. She at work right now watching. She like, listen, girl, we got to go to that brunch on Sunday. I told Meech we're going to have a takeover. Yes. Got to come and do a takeover. So for those who are just joining, you know, in all seriousness, a part of everybody that knows me knows I'm heavily involved in the community, very resourceful, and I just want our people to win. So I want your business to win, and I want our people to win. So if you are looking for employment in this space, he is currently hiring bartenders. He has he needs full kitchen staff, hookah girls, all of the above. What is the address again for 80 Proof?
782 North Jefferson.
Right. So we downtown, diverse business, grown folks, straight grown folks. If you are looking for a position, bartender, full kitchen staff, hookah girls, please reach out to him on social media, Kenneth Mays on Facebook and Instagram. Yes. So we had an amazing conversation. We talked about relationships, talked about you growing up. Now let's talk about legacy. What do you hope your sons learn from watching your journey?
To just keep going. And always put your last name first.
Yes, come on.
First name.
Come on now.
Last name first.
That's right. 5 years from now, where do you see your businesses?
Expanding. Mm-hmm. I might keep it just to two to three.
Yeah.
But expanding.
Do you want to expand around the end, like Milwaukee or out of state?
We're going to keep it here.
Yeah. Homegrown.
That's where I made the money at. We're going to keep it here.
Yeah. So do you consider, with you being from Mississippi, do you consider Milwaukee home too or?
Nah.
Mississippi home.
Yeah.
So Milwaukee is what? It's just the
it's
side
the
piece?
It's the city.
It's not home. I feel that. What's one piece of advice from someone sitting at home with the business idea but is afraid to start?
Get up and do it at all costs. Mm-hmm. The only stop is you.
Yeah. So the days earlier you mentioned, you know, there's times daily where you just feel like calling it quits, and obviously you haven't, and you're not because you have a family. But where do you find that self motivation? What is it that you do to pull yourself back and say, you know what? Even though I feel like this, I got to get it together and keep going. What do you do? What helps you?
I don't want to put that burden on nobody. So mm-hmm. It's like, my thought is, I ain't got no help.
Yeah.
So, I truly have help, mm-hmm. but at the end of the day, it's like, I'm a man.
Yeah.
I don't want to have my hand. I don't want to ask nobody for nothing.
Yeah.
If I don't have to.
Yep. You're just going to get it done. Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Finish this sentence. I want Milwaukee to remember Kenneth Mays as.
The Fish Man.
You find that fish,
the
mate.
Fish mate.
Yeah.
But for the most part, a Southern guy, respectful, mm-hmm. Carry yourself, carry the weight of others. Mm-hmm. Just an all-around decent man that is willing to deal with anything that comes his way.
Yeah. Yeah. So how are you? I got to back up because we didn't do our daily affirmations today. I always do daily affirmations. Mm-hmm. It's my thing. I am worthy. I am love. I won't give up. Just a few. What is your daily affirmation for today?
One more time.
What's your daily affirmation? It could be anything. I won't give up. I am love. I am worthy. I'm a beast.
They love me.
Yes.
They love me.
Yeah. Yes, indeed. Yeah. Yes, indeed. What do you want your children to learn from you? While you're, like, I know that they step back and they see you building your businesses, but this is based off of the interactions, like how you just broke down, how they're helping, right? And they're mm-hmm. a part of it. What about you being an entrepreneur do you want them to learn?
That if you got to do it yourself, just get it. Get it done.
Yeah.
Get it done.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. I feel that. So what can we expect from 80 Proof? What can we expect as far as the vibe?
We turn it up, but we in an adult way.
Yes.
You know, grown folks matter.
Yeah.
We going to turn up.
Yeah.
Nice spot, nice location, nice food, mm-hmm. good people.
Yeah.
We're going to get it.
So I've been saving this to the end. We got about 5 minutes left, but can we talk about Five Street Corner Market, please?
Five Corner Fish Market?
I'm sorry, Five Corner Fish Market. The menu, some of the deals.
I got to go up.
All of it.
Giving food away. I got to go up a little bit.
I was going to say, wait.
The money good, but I still got to go up a little bit.
Don't do it yet because the $12.99 lunch specials, Monday through Friday, all day.
All day, Monday through Thursday.
Monday through Thursday.
Depends on how I'm feeling.
Okay, so let's break down the menu because we want people to come. I'm telling y'all, the food is off the chain.
So the lunch special is $12.99, mm-hmm. two-piece of fish, mm-hmm. fries and soda, mm-hmm. Six jumbo shrimp or six whole wings.
And they jumbo. They fire.
All day, every day.
Yeah. Yeah.
I know the menu says until 4, but we just run it.
All day.
Come on.
Yeah. Then you also have the shrimp po' boys.
Shrimp po' boys.
Yeah.
The customer's favorite is combo number 2. Mm-hmm. You get 2 whole pieces of filet, mm-hmm. 5 jumbo shrimp, fries, and coleslaw.
Come on now.
They buy that. I'm running out of shrimp.
I know it.
I'm at the store 2-3 times a day.
Fire. Them some big ass shrimp.
Like, man, I can't keep up.
And then you say, not. So I got to ask you this. I'm Creole, so I'm very picky about gumbo.
Mm-hmm.
Who cooks the gumbo at the restaurant?
I make everything.
Okay. So you make the roux or everything?
Everything.
And you serve it on Wednesdays?
No, I make it Wednesday.
Make it Wednesday.
It's gone by Friday night, Saturday.
Come on now.
And that's a big pot.
Yeah.
So that's a good item.
Yeah. How does it feel, or how did it feel opening up a business in that area and not carrying on the legacy of Red Snapper, but just living up to their standards?
I always knew I can do it.
Mm-hmm.
The people going to come out. Once I got you in, I got you.
Yeah.
And that's honestly how it went. Like, you can come on in and it's like, oh, I don't want to go there because the sign didn't change. So my first year, I still had the Red Stamper sign up.
Mm-hmm.
So it was like, they didn't know it was black owned, first of all. So once they came in and seen it was a black owned, I was like, oh, okay. He from the South. Let's give it a chance.
Yeah.
So then, you know, once I started talking to him and speaking, it was like, all right. But then once they got the flavor and the taste,
it's a wrap.
It's been history. Ever since.
It's a wrap. One thing I will say, a positive highlight on your business is it's consistent. Mm-hmm. The biggest issue I have, I'm a huge advocate in supporting black businesses, especially from Milwaukee, from the clothing to food, all of the above. The issue that we have in our community is that people open up when they want to. Mm-hmm. And you are consistent. Your business has been consistent. When you say you're going to open, you open. When you say you're going to close, you close. So I just wanted to big you up on that because there are some days it's like, man, I be driving around like I got a taste for this. And then I go and they close. It's Tuesday on lunch mm-hmm. and you're closed. No way. But I could pull up. I could pull up to your spot. Absolutely. What is the hours for 80 Proof?
80 Proof will be 12 to 12 for now.
Okay.
Until I get comfortable with the, you know, because I'm by myself.
Yeah.
So 12 to 12.
Okay. That's a good time, though. That's a good time because TT, ain't that right, Meech? We be tired. Yeah. Listen, I'm back in the day, we can go out at 11 o'clock. I'm going out about 8 o'clock, maybe
12,
7. 12,
good time, though.
Yeah, that's why I was saying, yeah, because I'm going to be out there before 12 o'clock, but that's still enough time for me to
do what you got to do. Get
come on. Come on now. Before we head out, do you have any shout outs?
Shout out my family.
Yeah.
No, I said it was just me and my mother.
Yeah.
My guy, Wally G. Wally Eats.
Okay.
He also caters.
Yeah.
I got a couple people. Who else? Ooh. It's too many to name, I should say.
We say everybody.
As long as I got my mama.
I know, that's
and
right.
And Wally Eats.
Yeah.
We good.
Yeah. Yes, indeed. You heard it first. Shout out to Kenneth Mays. Make sure y'all get down and support 80 Proof. It is about to open. We gonna turn up, man. We taking over brunch on Sunday, Meech. We outside, baby. We outside. Thank y'all so much for tapping in. Make sure you tune in tomorrow morning for the morning show with Homer Blow and Bailey Coleman, followed by Sherwin Hughes and the lunch break with my boy Ray Nitty and maybe Shannon. Later on after that, the Grapevine and then Double Packs, Man of Block. Tap in with your girl Jazz Tyler Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. I hope you all had an incredible day. Have a great evening, Milwaukee. I love you. Stay safe. Peace.